Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
My system has been glitchy this morning.
My tech guys have a program that'll track the activity on your site, along with a few other things. Do you mind if I use it?
Oh, no, not at all.
Buck, you look like you were attacked.
I was walking through McAllister Park and bumped into someone.
Who?
Vance King. But he won't admit to anything.
I appreciate the diversity of opinion in your gender essays, though there were one or two that were a little too conventional.
Well, Dad, what do you think?
I don't know why Miss Adelaide gave you the lower grade.
That's why I want you to talk to her.
Maybe we can stop by the school tomorrow.
Randall? Randall Edgeware?
Come in.
I know your sister.
Adelaide is my sister's married name.
What are you dealing with?
My body is riddled with things determined to kill me.
Wooten just announced a new comic book series at Comic Connellsville, and we think the Perilous Pen is trying to find out about it.
So, if we find the Perilous Pen, then we can find the culprits who broke into my house and maybe even burned it down.
We may find who is providing information from Odyssey if we know where the Perilous Pen is located. There's an address.
That address is in New York.
That address is the headquarters for Maximize Comics.
D. Grant is the Perilous Pen?
D. Grant is the Perilous Pen? How could D. Grant be the Perilous Pen?
Who pray tell is D. Grant?
Oh, she's in charge of Maximize Comics.
The company that wants to publish Wooten's work. Mm-hmm.
Can I go back to my question about D. Grant is the Perilous Pen?
Oh, don't you see, Hadley? It's all about control.
Control of what?
Everything.
She's trying to take over the world?
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
It's unlikely she's trying to take over the world, but she may want to take over the control of information in the marketplace to maintain its edge of profitability for its products.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, wow, you're so smart, Penny.
Thank you.
However, the appearance of the address in the code doesn't prove that Maximize Comics is connected to the Perilous Pen. It could be nothing but a prank on the part of the designers.
Though, what?
Carry on whilst I check another possibility here.
Okay, look, I can't believe D. Grant or Maximize Comics would be so sneaky. I mean, everyone thinks the Perilous Pen is some independent guy dressed in a bathrobe and living in his mother's basement, which is an entirely acceptable way for a person to live at any stage of life.
But if he's really working for a big corporation, then that makes the whole thing a big fake. I mean, he's nothing but a minion. Villains always have minions.
I thought those were small cuts of beef.
Well, that definitely settles it. I am not publishing with Maximize Comics, even if their cuts of beef are small and very tasty in a French kind of way.
As it is, I've gone to the website for Maximize Comics to look for any connections back to the Perilous Pen website. They both use the same internet service provider, and not just any service provider, but MC Services, which is likely connected to MC Enterprises.
MC could stand for Maximize Comics.
A lot of companies use the same service provider, and MC could also stand for Maude Collins, who has a radish farm outside of Kansas City.
How could you possibly know that?
She's a relative. I spent a few summers there.
Yes. But it would appear that MC Services is used exclusively by the Perilous Pen and Maximize Comics.
Ha!
Well, even if that tells us the Perilous Pen is in cahoots with Maximize Comics, it still doesn't tell us who's sending information about the sleuth Emily Robinson from Odyssey.
Alas, it doesn't. Unless someone at the Perilous Pen or Maximize Comics is willing to tell us who that person is.
Detective Polehouse could get it out of them.
Perhaps. Wait, Detective Polehouse. The security system.
The security system!
Why didn't we think of it before?
Yes! What about the security system?
Detective Polehouse attached a security program to Wit's End to monitor the incoming messages to the website and, as I understand, Wit's End itself.
Why would he do that?
It's part of his investigation to find the vandals and those persons posting offensive comments to Mr. Whitaker.
Like they're saying rude things about his hair?
I could talk to Detective Polehouse about the program and what results they've had. Perhaps we can find legal grounds to monitor the Perilous Pen's web traffic in the same way as it's being done here. Surely that would lead us back to the informant.
I think you mean stinger, to use the technical term.
Stringer.
I've heard it both ways.
Leave it to me. I'll contact Detective Polehouse in the morning.
Randall?
Yes, Mr. Whitaker?
Wit, please. You were putting a word on the board.
Hmm?
The Scrabble board.
Oh, sorry. I'm not thinking very clearly this morning.
Oh, are you tired? We can stop.
No, it's all right. Unless you need to leave.
No, I have time.
Okay, let me see. Have you talked to Rhonda?
Rhonda?
My sister?
Oh, I forgot that's her first name. She's always been Ms. Adelaide. No, but I've been summoned to another association meeting later. I assume she'll be there.
I'm sorry if she's caused you trouble. I saw a round of attacks online this morning. Groups like the Vigilanters have a playbook they follow closely, even down to the kinds of names they call their enemies.
No, I'm not their enemy.
I tried to tell them that, but some people begin to think that if you aren't on their side, then you must be fighting against them. My sister wasn't always like that. I think my illness triggered something in her. What about you, Whit? Any news about why you collapsed?
Dr. Graham believes I could be suffering from a form of anemia, or extreme allergies, or a malfunction of a major organ, or just fatigue.
In other words, she has no idea.
That's about it. Though I feel all right now.
Unlike my condition, the doctors have figured out that I'm running out of time.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Randall.
I'm afraid, Whit. I don't want to die. Are you afraid of death?
I don't like the idea of dying. But death itself, my faith helps me not to fear it too much.
Some faith.
We could talk about it if you want, now or later.
Now would be a good time. I don't know if I'll have a later.
Oh, good morning, Miss Kendall. And Miss Kendall?
Hi, Eugene. Hey, any updates about anyone or anything? Houses burned down? Loved ones in the hospital?
Oh, not that I've heard. Though, I do have a question for you, Jules.
It doesn't involve trigonometry, does it?
I hope not.
Too bad.
I'd like to ask you to be candid, even brutally so, about the relationship between Buck and Vance.
All I know is that they don't get along.
So much so that Vance attacked Buck in McAllister Park.
What? Connie, don't look at me, Jules. You locked yourself in your room, so we haven't had a chance to talk. And I didn't really think you'd care.
What did Vance do to Buck?
Well, to put it in medical terms...
He beat him up, Jules.
Or you could use that term. Why do you suppose Vance would do that?
I wouldn't know.
Well, I'd consider it a personal favor if you could tell me anything you may learn.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Connie, if you'll attend to the counter, I have work to do in the computer room.
Jules and I'll be here, won't we, Jules?
For a little while.
By the way, Mr. Whitaker indicated that there's some art he wants framed at Mr. Henri's. Presumably Penny will drop by to retrieve it.
Okay.
Adios.
Well, Jules, what do you think of Vance now?
I'm surprised. I never thought of him as the violent type.
I think he's capable of anything.
I'm getting that impression.
Wooten, I don't know why you keep coming back to your house when you're not allowed in.
Well, the insurance company wants a list of everything I used to have inside. Looking at the house helps me remember. In my mind, I'm walking through my house and I can see everything. Just the way it was.
That's so depressing.
Yeah.
This whole thing is depressing.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe I should go.
Well, back to the hotel?
I mean, home. To Alaska.
Oh.
Not that I have anything to go home to.
What about your comic book shop?
Ooh, to be completely honest, Wooten, I had to close it down.
Well, why?
Because I'm a bad businessman.
Well, is there anything I can do, Hadley? Are you in trouble? I'd like to help you if I can.
You've done enough already. Just keep creating the good stuff. Maybe I should enjoy the hotel pool one more time.
Hadley, You don't have to leave.
I think it'll be better for everyone if I do. In the stage play of life, I'm the guy who keeps getting in the way.
Or maybe you're the comic relief.
Thanks, Wooten. That means a lot coming from you.
Sorry to disappoint you, Eugene, but there's no way I can tap the Perilous Pen's website. It's out of the state and completely out of my jurisdiction. Maximize Comics is in New York. The legal paperwork alone would take weeks, if not months, and could lead to nothing.
I knew it was unlikely, but thought it was worth an inquiry.
All the same, I have the data from the monitoring we've been doing on Witt's website and the shop itself. My technical guys are up to their eyebrows in cases, so I thought you could take a look.
Hmm?
You mind if I use your computer to grab the report?
Oh, not at all.
Ah, thanks.
Does the data include incoming traffic only or outgoing as well?
Both. Only because that's the way the program is set up.
Did you find any connection to the vigilantes in the data?
It appears the group has contacted a few of the other businesses in town about the Let's Get Together Festival.
Does this mean you're monitoring those businesses?
You might think that.
Ooh. Then I might also think that your database would include information from those businesses as well as Wits End.
You might.
All of the information is in the report you're about to show me?
Yes. But to keep everything legal and above board, I have to deputize you first.
Really? What does that involve?
2 jam-filled donuts and a large cauldron of coffee.
Jules?
Hi, Buck.
I got your message. I thought McAllister Park was your special meeting place for Vance. What am I doing here?
Bruises and scratches.
What?
Take off your sunglasses.
Why?
I want to see the rest of your face.
There's nothing to see.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. There.
Vance did that to you?
Not Vance.
Really?
His friends.
I'm sorry.
Why? It's got nothing to do with you.
I'm still sorry. I don't know how something that was supposed to be really simple got so complicated.
That's the way it happens. What are you talking about?
It doesn't matter now. Buck, do you think you'll be happy with Eugene and Katrina?
I'd like to try. It'd be a nice change for me to settle down, be a part of a family.
You really think you could be a part of their family?
I don't have much experience with things like that, but I want to believe it's possible.
Normal family living. Is that who you are, Buck?
I'm still trying to figure that out. What about you?
I don't know. Normal family living means trusting other people. That's risky. I trust me.
Isn't that risky, too?
Oh, well. 2 of my favorite comrades in arms.
Vance?
I assume this isn't a coincidence. What are you 2 up to, Jules?
You crossed the line, Vance.
Line? I don't see any line.
I want you to apologize to Buck and promise to leave him alone from now on.
Now, that's funny. Really, Buck? You have girls fighting your battles for you? Detective Polehouse wasn't enough?
Detective Polehouse?
Yeah, he stopped by my house. He got the impression that I had something to do with your mishap. I didn't take you as the informer type, Buck.
Vance, are you saying you didn't have anything to do with it?
Why is it any of your business, Jules? I made it clear to Mr. Detective that he should be keeping an eye on Buck, not me. What with the fire at Wooten's and everything else that's been going on.
Detective Polehouse will figure out the game you're playing.
Not in a million years.
That's what guys like you always say right before they're caught.
Listen to me, Vance. Apologize and promise, or you will be caught. I'll wreck everything.
You can't. And you won't.
Watch me.
Whatever you say, you'll incriminate yourself. Are you ready for that? Just think about the looks you'll get from Connie, or Wit, or your other pals at Wit's End when they find out. Well, am I supposed to feel threatened? Think it through before you ever threaten me again. See you around.
Jules, I appreciate you trying to help me, but it sounds like you're the one needing help.
Forget about it. I'm getting out of here.
Eugene, I am
used to screens filled with numbers, but I can't make sense of what you're looking at.
Oh, well, it's Detective Polhouse's report, which includes the internet protocol addresses for computers contacting or being contacted from places around Odyssey.
Not just Wits End?
Suffice it to say that I am engaging in the proverbial long shot to find out who is sending Wooten's information to the Perilous Pen. I'm curious about these numbers over here.
What are they?
They're called IMEI addresses.
I'm not familiar with those.
Those are the initials for International Mobile Equipment Identity. It's the IP equivalent for cell phones.
Ah.
Now, I see one address in particular that used your shop's Wi-Fi to communicate with the Perilous Pen's website.
Meaning that someone with a cell phone sent data to the Perilous Pen?
So it would seem.
Is there any way to know whose phone it is?
I believe Detective Polhouse has the means to tell us.
That's remarkable, Eugene. Oh,
thank you. Mr. Whittaker, when is your next meeting with the association?
Well, later this afternoon. Why?
In the envelope to your left is some information that may be of help to you.
Oh?
But you can only look at it if you provide Detective Polhouse with 2 jam donuts and a cauldron of coffee.
He needs to deputize me?
Jules. Hi, Connie. Please don't ask where I've been.
I was going to ask if you want something to drink.
Oh. Lemonade, please.
Sure. So, where have you been?
Maybe you should ask where I'm going.
Okay. Where are you going?
Back to California. I have to get away from Odyssey. This place is driving me crazy.
Well, it can't be that bad.
It is for me. I'm going back to your house to pack and to see which flight will get me out of here sooner.
Jules, maybe we should talk.
I don't want to talk. I want to go. I'm sorry, Connie. I really am.
It's official. I have no idea what's going on here.
Miss Adelaide?
Oh, hi, Mrs. Parker. And you must be Mr. Parker.
David, yes. It's good to meet you.
Thank you for meeting us on such short notice.
Oh, of course. Please sit down, if the chairs aren't too uncomfortable for you.
I'm sure we can manage.
I assume this is about Matthew.
Yes. My husband and I read his essay about gender, mm-hmm. and we had a couple of questions.
All right.
David?
Oh, well, first we were trying to figure out what the subject of gender has to do with your English class.
Well, exploring an author's views about things like gender can give students insights into the stories themselves.
But we noticed the assignment wasn't about an author or a book. It was asking for the students' opinions.
Just as the authors are products of their times, we're products of ours.
Matthew must have missed that explanation.
Is that why you asked them to do an essay about marriage next?
I'm sorry, but I feel like I'm being challenged about something here.
Gender, marriage, it's an interesting combination, and we have to wonder why you're choosing those kinds of topics.
Especially when we don't remember them having anything to do with Herman Melville's Billy Budd.
Right.
That's what you've been studying, right?
What exactly are you asking me?
Well, we can't help but feel that this is all tied into the Let's Get Together festival.
You said you'd add the essays to a special display.
Yes. I thought it would encourage the students to work harder.
Well, that's where we're struggling. Frankly, we couldn't find anything in Matthew's essay that deserved a lower grade. The writing was fluid and coherent. He articulated himself well. His spelling was good, punctuation intact.
But we suspect that Matthew's essay won't appear in any display at the festival.
Is this about the display or his grade?
It's about the reason for his grade, Miss Adelaide. Why did you give him a lower grade?
I'd be happy to reread the essay and reconsider his grade.
That's not what we'd ask you to reconsider.
Oh?
Everything I know and have heard about you suggests you're a good teacher, an excellent one, in fact.
Oh, I'm glad for that.
But even the best teachers can give in to the temptation to use their classes as pulpits to talk about their favorite causes.
I hardly think of my class as a pulpit, Mrs. Parker.
Any of us can become passionate about our convictions. Every day we entrust our children to you so they'll be educated. We worry when it looks like they're being indoctrinated.
Indoctrinated?
That's what it looks like when you have the kids writing about gender and family all around a festival that claims to celebrate inclusivity and tolerance.
And it looks like our son gets a lower grade because you don't agree with his views.
Oh, I can assure you I would never, never do that. Ever.
I'm sure you wouldn't do it intentionally, but unintentionally?
Unintentionally?
It's something to think about.
All right, Mr. Parker, Mrs. Parker. I promise, I will think about it.
Hi, Eugene.
Greetings, Wooten.
I heard a rumor you've had a breakthrough.
I'm very close. At the moment, I'm waiting to hear from Detective Polhouse. By the way, are you alone? Where's your entourage?
Well, Hadley's at the hotel for a final lap in the swimming pool, and Penny's working at the gallery, though she should be here any minute now. Why?
I was going to ask to see their cell phones.
Oh, you shopping for one?
No, I want to check their IMEI numbers.
Oh.
You don't know what that is, do you?
Yeah, it's the International Mobile Station Equipment Identity. Funny, but a lot of people forget to mention the word station because the S isn't part of the initials. Why do you ask?
Never mind.
Okay.
That'll be a text from Detective Polhouse.
Oh, you gave him his own ringtone?
Well, he seemed to be talking more often lately.
Oh.
He's on his way over. He has news.
Oh, he's bringing us a newspaper?
He's bringing us the name of the person who's been talking to the Perilous Pen.
I don't know, Connie. It's so hard to concentrate on my work with all this stuff going on. I nearly bought a Picasso for $10 today.
Oh, but that's great.
No, it isn't. The painting was by Leonardo Picasso.
Who?
Leonardo Picasso. He lives in Odenton.
Oh.
The style was similar, though, if you remove any semblance of talent.
Hmm.
Okay, anyway, I'm here for the art Wit wants us to frame.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know where it is.
The message he left with Jacques Henri was that he put it in the storage room. He said I couldn't miss it.
Oh, then let's go back.
Okay.
I came straight up, Eugene. Hi, Wooten.
Hi, Detective.
There are a lot of kids downstairs, but no one is at the counter.
Well, Connie should be there.
Maybe she's helping someone in another part of the shop.
Too bad. I thought you might be interested in the IMEI address and cell phone number you were asking about.
Oh?
Take a look at this printout.
No, it can't be.
What? Who is it?
See for yourself.
No, it can't be.
It is. How do you want to handle it?
We must go downstairs post-haste.
Oh, those are the boxes, Penny.
Do you know what kind of art he has in them? Is it paintings?
I don't know. You can take a look if you want.
Okay, let me see. Connie!
What?
This is Wooten's artwork.
It is? What's it doing here?
I don't know. But this is huge in a significantly huge sort of way.
It is?
It's his Sleuth Family Robinson sketches and paintings and notes and lots of other stuff.
I remember now. Wooten brought them here so Wit could do a special display.
But do you know what this means?
Wooten didn't lose everything in the fire?
Yes, that. And this could be how the Perilous Pen is getting his information.
Connie, there you are.
Huh? I told you she'd be in the storeroom.
No, I said to look in the storeroom.
Oh, yeah, I knew I got the idea somewhere.
Wooten, your artwork.
My artwork? My artwork. In all the confusion, I forgot it was in here.
Don't touch anything. Connie, who has access to this room?
Well, the employees, of course, and... Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I'm afraid so.
What? Who is it? Hadley?
No.
Hugo Wells? Vance King? Richard Maxwell? Mr. Charles? Mm-mm. Oh, that creepy guy at Comic Connellsville with the silver tooth and really bad acne?
No.
No, Penny. Which guy with the silver tooth and bad acne?
Oh, brother.
Penny, the Perilous Pen's informant is Jules Kendall.
Whoa, I didn't see that coming. Jules Kendall is the informant for the Perilous Pen? How do you think Wooten feels about this? And how do you think Connie feels about being deceived and betrayed by her half-sister? Oh, how would you feel? Well, it brings home the truth from the book of Numbers, chapter 32, verse 23. You can be sure that your sin will find you out. We may do our best to hide what we're doing and operate in the most secret ways and even fool a lot of people around us. But there is one person who can't be fooled, God. He knows everything that we think, say, and do. And eventually, everything we were doing in the darkness will be brought to the light. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crowe, and music by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.